Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, Tech Code, at 5:08, we will drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study has found that more women are attracted, are you waiting for this, to bald men.
Nice. Is it because they have less and less choice?
Ooh.
And you know, everyone's shaving their head now, myself included, so at this point, like, well, that is what is being offered.
Sure. Well, we made it look good.
Yeah, but you're not bald.
I'm bald.
You shave, but you could grow your hair.
Well, no. My hair is just...
No, look at his hairline.
Yeah, I mean,
see what that line's at?
Okay.
I got nothing there, man.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, I could technically grow some hair out, but... and
it's not where you want it.
Right, I'd have a weed patch on the top of, you know, my Caesar ring, but that's about it.
I'd say, like, I can grow hair, just mostly in my ears and nose.
I think my forehead goes halfway to the back of my head anyway.
Is that a comb forward?
It's pretty much.
All right. Give it up, Miles. Join the team.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, he's not far enough back.
Yeah, true enough.
It's getting close.
There is a certain line, though.
Yeah. My hair was just so thin up on top. It is up there still, but it's so thin up there, it might as well not be.
I have one cousin still holding on to it. It just looks ridiculous.
Dude, stop.
Come on, man.
You're embarrassing yourself.
There's a new issue that people are finding with big windmill farms. People stealing each other's wind.
Their power or their wind?
Their wind. So they talked about this, that they would build windmill farms, and they were decently close to each other. You know, so you and I are building windmill farms close to each other.
All right.
That when the wind comes through, it's going to come through me, right? So I'm facing this direction. I take all that wind. But as it's going through my turbines, the wind is slowing down. It doesn't have near as much power.
Sure.
So by the time it gets to yours, it's not turning your turbines.
Boo. Well, am I stealing it, or did you build in the wrong place? Or are people intentionally building it?
There's a little bit of both
of
that. A little bit, because the thing is, those things turn, so you're only stealing it from one direction.
Yeah, that's it. Whatever direction the wind blows,
right?
That's it.
So it's all for the good. Let's just settle down on that for a little
if
bit.
If that's
huh?
the problem they've got, I can just splice my neighbor's cable. I mean, come on, you know, we all did.
Those were the days.
Based on the technology, Miles, you did the same thing. Based on the technology they had, if you had a cable, you could splice your neighbor's cable.
There you go.
Yeah, and we did.
Need a power splitter.
And much like the wind power, it kind of degraded the signal, but, you know.
Sure.
It was better than nothing.
But you could still see it.
Cinemax still came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah.
They should put a wind turbine on top of this building based on where we are.
Oh, absolutely, dude. All four of these should have them.
They could power the whole damn building.
You're damn right.
It's windy
they could.
As hell out there.
Just keep on rolling. Yeah. We should have a windmill farm out there at the port.
We're in a vortex.
Come on now. There's a forum on Reddit that's finding out that more couples experiencing doubt on their wedding days might actually be foreshadowing a failure in the future.
You don't say.
So it wasn't saying, you know, you get cold feet or you get nervous or even do just feel those doubts. A lot of people do. In fact, most people do at some point. It's a weird thing. It's a big commitment that you're stepping to when you jump up to the altar.
Is this the person?
However, they're looking at really examine the things that you're doubting while you're up there. Like,
those things aren't going to stop.
Right.
Can I live with the things I already know?
Exactly.
That's all it is, right?
I actually told my wife early on in our relationship, I said, there is going to come a point where these little quirks that we have that we think are cute about each other is going to drive us nuts about each
other. It's going to drive
you bonkers. A few years down the line.
But also you get to the point you tune it out.
Yeah. It's to be expected.
Yeah, like I know what you're going to say or do or whatever the case might be. I'll let you just zone out.
Right.
I don't care.
Either it is going to change or it's not going to change. And if it's not, you learn to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think everybody naturally on your wedding day would have some nerves.
Well, you sure. would think so.
Yeah. But what they're saying is that might not just be cold feet. That might be actually like, oh, no, this is going to fail.
Well, like you said, it really depends what it is you're worried about.
Right.
She keeps skinning cats. You go, okay, maybe, right? Maybe don't do it. I've looked past it. Maybe don't do it.
Because everybody ideally would like to get married once in their life. And so when you get up there, it's like,
oh, man.
Did I shoot right?
Right.
You know, so you can't know until you get there. All of a sudden, when you get down there down the line, all of a sudden you're looking at that other stuff like, oh, yeah, I should have seen that one coming.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, again, right, you could go to as many weddings as I have. Right? I mean, it's got to be 30-some. I was in 23. Jeez. There's only a few I remember being like, I don't know if these people should be getting married.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And they didn't last.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course
not. I mean, then there's other ones, too, where you have no idea and somebody does something in the marriage where it's like, oh, okay.
Didn't see that.
Right. Yeah. That one imploded.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to predict people stepping out on each other.
Yeah, exactly.
You can predict two people that are just...
Right, you guys are just not good for each other.
Right. That couple that's always fighting, and it's like, well, we're still going to get married. It's like,
all right.
Okay. Yes, you are.
You love that fight.
Yeah. One in three young adults in their 30s has hidden knee damage. Good news,
all
my fellows.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
If your knees are going, man, they start going early, too. You always know that.
That's what they're saying.
I mean, like, you know, football in high school, man, screwed up my knees.
Right.
I know those guys.
No, it's the fact that you're fat in your 30s.
No, but they really did have screwed up knees. Like, they were hobbling
around. No, you can mess them up at that age.
Yeah, absolutely. You really can.
Absolutely. 39% of Americans would donate an organ for a loved one. Only 39 is what I look at it.
Damn.
Like, you must have sucky family. Either you're a bad person or your family's sucky if you're not willing to.
Is even loved one, right? There's no question how you feel about this person. Like,
you know, a good call.
But aren't kidneys really the only one you could donate?
You can do like lobes of the liver. You can.
I was going to say, you only have one liver, so I feel like if I donated that, I'd be in a lot of hurt.
Yeah,
right?
They set you up.
Yeah. There are things that you can donate.
I mean,
and you're
still,
right, it is limited, you know.
I just kidneys, because you have two of them.
Section
it makes sense.
Bowel, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's limited options of things they can take, but like, yes, you can have it.
I'll give you a testicle. How's that?
All right.
Call it a day.
I mean, you could.
Yeah. Here, take it.
Ladies can, you know,
remember
the egg sacs.
George Lopez, man, his wife gave him a kidney. Then he recovered, and then he promptly divorced.
About to say, didn't he leave her after
damn,
that?
Damn, man.
Yep.
Thanks,
I
baby.
I thought he got caught with a hooker.
Maybe.
Or did he just straight up leave her?
I know.
I
want to say
he
initiated
left.
The divorce. I'm not sure. Thanks for the kidney.
Why is nobody happy to see me on stage? A new study says merely contemplating art's beauty was found to boost abstract thinking and even big picture thinking.
Well, yeah, because you're standing there doing exactly that.
Right. You're
expanding like saying,
your mind.
Giving your kid a math problem helps their brain develop solving math problems. Like, well, yeah, you're
right.
Physically doing that in that moment.
My only issue with art people is that, right, like, art's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Absolutely.
And there's some artists, like my one buddy, I was just like, I just think his stuff is ugly. He's like, well, he's this and that. I'm like, yeah, okay.
But it's subjective.
But right, but it's like, for me, like, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of like the people with you with vegetables. Have you tried this? Have you tried that?
Yeah, I have no problem with them. I'm saying I don't like it. And people always say, they're very healthy. Like, dude, I understand this.
Right.
My argument, I don't like that. And you're right, art, it's all subjectivity.
I can fathom that artist is super famous. I just don't like it. I think it sucks.
Right.
Even
looks
you
like
can tell
a 5-year-old
technique.
Made it.
You know, they do this technique, and I'm like, dude, I respect and appreciate it all. My point is that the end result of all these things that they've done that you're saying is incredible, visually, I find terrifying.
And I'll tell you what, you find out how many of those people that are puffing their chest about this art piece are lying about it when you get into the charity auction ballroom.
Oh, yeah.
And the artist is sitting right there in front row, and you hear from everybody about how this art piece is supposed to do really, really well, and then you can't find an opening bid for it.
Really?
Oh,
really?
God, how awkward is that?
Right there.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
He should put his paddle up.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, man.
Come on, people.
Like, at
I
that
would.
Point, like, I'll just make a donation to the charity. Like,
it's like
oh,
the
God.
Tip jar. The first dollar in there probably came from the guy at the cashier. You know
I
what I mean?
Hate hate every time they bring out an art piece because they always say the same thing. It's an up-and-comer. Everybody loves. Everybody's asking about this one's going to do great. Like,
that's why you've never heard of them.
You've heard that before.
What percentage of the time is the artist there when you have to try to
sell? About 50% of the time. There's a handful of them where they are finishing the piece in the room. They're like painting a live portrait of the room.
Okay.
That one does well.
Sure. People saw you doing it, like, okay.
My very first auction that I traveled for had my nightmare situation where the artist was right there and I could not find $100 for this damn thing.
Oh, how big was the piece?
I mean, it was your standard, you know, art piece.
Like 5x7 or something like that.
Yeah, it's fine. Couldn't find anybody who wanted the damn thing. Yoink.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of art I like.
Sure.
I'll just say it. The goddamn tomato soup cans.
What, Andy Warhol?
Yeah.
Oh, you just...
Hey, again, I just not my style.
Okay. Damn it, he did really good on that.
Yeah.
But they're soup. He's trying to convey the message of, like, dude, I hear you.
All right.
It does not appeal to me.
Hey, yeah.
I do if not
they,
care.
If he had done beef-a-roni...
Beef-a-roni. Dude, have you ever considered...
Right? Hey, Andy!
What are we already talking about? So it could be any soup you wanted from Campbell's.
Chicken noodle.
People love soup.
Scientist in German, has he done the chunky soup yet?
Yeah.
I mean, did he ever do like a Del Monte?
Right.
Or not Del Monte. what's like the beef stew?
Denty Moore.
Yeah.
Manwich.
I'm low budget. We got Denty Moore stews.
We go to Ohio where they say Rocket Raccoon has fallen on hard times, Miles.
Why is that?
I'll test your memory at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 5:50.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks of Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. Today, we toast 34-year-old Willie Farrell and 48-year-old Deandra Lysak of Hartford, Connecticut. Now, just yesterday, Willie and Deandra, they engaged in the sexual transaction known as prostitution. No big deal. They got down to business in Willie's car, but they were promptly interrupted by the police. You see, Willie parked his car at the Connecticut State Police barracks. Even worse, the car itself was blocking the entrance. So these cops could not get in or out, so they rolled up to the car to realize they were having sex, to realize that it was a prostitution thing, and they were both arrested.
Wow.
But come on, Willie.
Wow.
Come on, man. Like I said, Mike, I say this all the time, you should get an additional 90 days for being stupid.
Yes!
For being stupid.
Willie, put the Willie away.
Come on, Willie. You're better than this,
one
man.
One eye.
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.